So, you're probably used to hearing that advanced AI requires, massive warehouse-sized server farms and just rivers of electricity to run. But what if I told you a basic Mac Mini sitting on your desk right now could actually beat a top-tier desktop graphics card at processing an AI prompt?
I mean, it sounds completely impossible, but that's exactly what we're looking at today.
Right. We're doing a deep dive into a technical research report on the MPLI VTD engine, which is usually just called Loom.
Yeah, specifically, we're looking at its version 0.75 update. And our mission for this deep dive is to really show you how this breakthrough is making true, completely offline edge AI a reality for your everyday devices.
To understand how a laptop pulls this off, I kind of have to look at the biggest bottleneck in AI hardware. Because the wild part of this report is that the processors doing the math are, well, they're actually already plenty fast.
Right, yeah. The real slowdown is the memory wall.
The memory wall.
Exactly. It's just that agonizing delay of constantly fetching data from the main memory or global VRAM. The math cores are basically sitting around twiddling their thumbs, waiting for numbers to arrive.
Which is where Loom 0.75 comes in, right? Because it attacks this with a technique called tiling.
Right. So instead of grabbing data piecemeal, it breaks the giant grids of numbers, the matrices, into smaller sub-blocks, and those fit perfectly into the GPU's ultra-fast shared cache.
Oh, I see. So, like, if a chef needs to make a complex meal, instead of running across the kitchen to the fridge for every single ingredient, they just bring a whole prepped tray to the cutting board all at once.
The tray is there, yeah. But to take that a step further, the system coordinates it so the chef never even has to stop chopping to ask for the next tray.
Wait, really? It just anticipates it.
It completely anticipates it and swaps the next block right onto the cutting board, so it entirely removes the idle time. In fact, the report showed a complex image processing task running at maximum mathematical precision dropped from 3.1 milliseconds down to 518 microseconds.
Oh, wow. That is a huge jump.
Yeah, it's a nearly 600% speed up purely just by managing the traffic better.
Okay, so we've solved the bottleneck of fetching the data. But I mean, even if we fetch it instantly, a massive AI still isn't going to fit on a smartphone's memory. How exactly is Loom shrinking the actual brain of the AI?
Well, they use this extreme compression called sub-byte packing. Loom actually supports packing up to 8 1-bit weights into a single byte of memory.
Wow, 8 into 1 byte.
Yeah, they essentially eliminate the heavy floating point math and replace it with just simple integer addition. Using this, they squeezed a 135 million parameter model small M2 down to exactly 669 megabytes of VRAM.
Now here is where I want to push back a little bit. If it's just doing simple integer addition with 1-bit values, aren't we destroying the fidelity of its brain?
What do you mean?
Like, if we strip away the complex math, how is this not just a dumbed-down calculator?
It's a fair question. Think of it like a charcoal sketch versus a high-resolution color photo. A 1-bit system just rounds the AI's internal decisions up to a 1 or down to a negative 1.
Right, so you lose a lot of nuance.
You do lose nuance in any single decision. But, an AI makes billions of these calculations. So by relying on a massive crowd of these tiny lightning-fast yes or no calculations, the aggregate result still adds up to a highly complex, smart answer.
That makes a lot of sense. And because that tiny footprint fits so cleanly into memory, we get that wild hardware anomaly I mentioned earlier.
Right, the pre-fill phase anomaly.
Exactly. During the pre-fill phase, which is just the AI reading and processing your initial text prompt, an M-series Mac Mini actually beat an RTX 4090 desktop GPU. How does that physically happen?
Well, it really comes down to Apple's unified memory architecture. A massive graphics card like the 4090 has to shove gigabytes of data back and forth across a bridge called the PCI bus to talk to the computer's main processor.
Oh, and Apple's unified memory just whips that bridge out?
Exactly. The CPU and GPU share the exact same pool of memory. So Loom exploits that direct access, letting the Mac process those prompt tokens faster than the brute force power of the 4090.
Okay, so we have a fast, ultra-compressed AI that runs locally. But how does it actually learn new things on a basic laptop without crashing the whole system?
That's the other big breakthrough. The report talks about fundamentally changing the shape of the network to a 3D coordinate grid. They use what's called a systolic neural mesh.
The systolic neural mesh, like systolic as in a heartbeat.
Literally, yeah. It refers to a rhythmic pumping, So traditional AI training uses something called AutoGrad, which requires holding a massive global map of all the calculations in memory at once just to figure out how to update the AI.
Which obviously takes a ton of memory.
Right. So Loom ditches that global map for bidirectional target propagation. Instead, it rhythmically pumps localized learning targets through this 3D grid.
Well, let me see if I've got this. So instead of a centralized citywide traffic control server trying to calculate every single route for every car at the same time, is it more like each intersection just has a smart light that only talks to the block right next to it?
Almost. The lights only talk to their neighbors, but they're also passing the overall traffic flow data along rhythmically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if a specific neural link is strong, it updates right there on the spot. If the signal is weak, it ignores it. It learns dynamically without needing server-level memory to hold the big picture.
The implication here is just massive. AI is definitively shifting from expensive, privacy-invading cloud servers straight to your secure offline devices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your personal data doesn't even have to leave your machine.
Exactly. You're getting cloud-level capabilities right on your local hard drive.
We are officially untethering from the massive industrial cloud kitchen, which leaves you with a pretty wild thought to mull over.
What's that?
Well, if these 3D neural meshes can continuously learn on our local devices, using this rhythmic, biological-style spatial routing, are we moving away from static software entirely?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, think about it. Are we heading toward localized digital organisms that organically evolve to fit exactly how you use them?